travel legends, or I guess they're more like urban legends. Now, I've talked about some of my travel tales, but I met a guy who we nicknamed Machete Mike, a 20-year-old white Rastafarian who used to carry around a machete. Now, I met him in Guatemala, and he told me about this story about a couple of Australian chaps. Now, if you're easily offended, I would switch off now or change to another person's boob because it is a little bit bad. So, the story starts. He was in Belize and he met two Australian guys. Now, there were supposed to be three of them going with him to on this trip of a lifetime, but only two of them could go because one was in jail. Now, the reason why he was in jail was because of this story. Now, it all starts back in Sydney, where the three of them had taken LSD. Now, this LSD was kicking in, and they were all having a good giggle. And then suddenly, one of them, I don't know, we're going to call him Bert, just because we call him Bert. He started screaming, "Ah! I can see the devil! I can see the devil!" Starts screaming, screaming. The other two are just giggling away. Anyway, he bursts out and runs to the car, jumps into this car, and drives off into the night. The other two are just like, "What the beep?" So they're still tripping their heads off, and they go back inside and having a ruddy good time on this trip. And they don't really think anything of it for about 8 hours. And when they start coming down, they're like, "Where's Bert gone? Where's Bert?" And they're starting to panic. And hours turn into more hours, and he's still not back. And then suddenly they hear their car driving up the road at high speed. And it pulls over into his house and slams on the brakes. And Bert gets out and runs into the house and is calling to the others, "I've caught it! I've caught the devil! I've caught the devil!" And the other two are just thinking he's off his face. "What's he what? You're just having a laugh, Bert." He's like, no, I've caught the devil, I've caught it. It's in the back of the car." So the other two look a bit worried at this point, and they're like, "Okay." So they run out to the car, and in the back of the car there's a big box. And he's like, "Don't open the box, please don't open the box." And they go, "But what on earth is in there?" And he's screaming, and he said, "Last night I went for a drive and I saw the devil. I caught him, and we can't let him out. We just can't let him out." So one of them runs inside and gets a knife, and they're freaking out, all three of them. And they suddenly see the box moving, and they're like, "But we're going to open the box." So they open the box, and it's not the devil which is inside. It's actually he had kidnapped a Down syndrome kid. Yep, you heard it. Now, this is one of those things where you're either going, "Oh, that's bad," or you're actually laughing. But it's one of those urban legends where, it's I don't think it's true, but at the same time, it could well be true. Who knows? But there we go. There's a little a travel urban legend from a great traveler I met called Machete Mike. So I bid you all good night because I am going to bed, and as I'm on the night shift, and I'll tell you another travel story some other time. So good night, everybody, and have a good day.